Shalom, today's daf yomi is brachos daf nun zayin brachos 57. Today's daf yomi, the Gemara has discussed on daf nun zayin that there are certain dreams which there the number three appears, or the number three relates to dreams. And from that basis, the Gemara goes on a little tangent and tells us other things that relate to the number three. So the Gemara says, shlosha nichnasa leguf. There are three things that enter into the body, ve'ein haguf nanamihen, but the body does not benefit from them. So what are these three things? These are gudganios, which are cherries, vechafnios. These are a type of dates that actually will never ripen. So they are bad dates. So even though they enter into the body doesn't benefit from them. And then the third thing is pagei tamara. These are dates that still have not yet ripened. So these are things which enter into the body, but the body is still not benefited from them. And the next thing the Gemara says that there are three of is shlosha einit nechnasal aguf. There are three things that don't enter into the body, yet vaguf nenamim, but the body still benefits from them. What are these three things that don't enter into the body, but the body still benefits from them? And these things are ve'elein ruchitza sicha v'tashmish. This refers to one who bathes, that's washing oneself, v'sicha, this is anointing oneself, v'tashmish, and this refers to sexual relations. So these things, the reason why the Talmud is listing these things is because the Talmud wants us to be concerned that these are things that even though they don't enter into the body, we're going to be benefiting from them. And so therefore we have to know how to curb our desires with respect to these areas. And even though the Talmud elsewhere states that anointing oneself is the equivalent of drinking, so it's almost like it is entering into the body. Nevertheless, we're going to say that these things are considered things that don't completely enter the body, and so therefore it's not like actual drinking. Why doesn't the Talmud consider smell? Smell is also something which we smell, we get benefit from it, but yet it doesn't enter into the body. So the reason is because that smell is not something that a person gets the same amount of benefit from, not the equivalent benefit from it. And so therefore it doesn't list it unless it's very strong smell. Then the Talmud says, shlosha me'ein olam haba. There are three things that are a me'ein olam haba. They are like the world to come. What are these three things? Ve'elohein, these are three things. Shabbos. And Shabbos here, the commentaries explain that the Marsha explained that this refers to the food that one eats on Shabbos. Meaning to say, this is a reference to the Gemara in Tractate Shabbos 119a, which states that there is a spice. There's a special spice. And what is that spice? Its name is Shabbos. And so therefore, the idea is not to say, says the Marsha, that the Shabbos is considered like the world to come because it's a day of rest, because the other things that the Talmud's about to list are not restful things. So therefore, it's considered to be me'ein olam haba. It's like the world to come because of some kind of physical benefit that we get from it. And what's the physical benefit that we get from it? That physical benefit is the food that we eat tastes better on Shabbos. And so that's why the Marsha interprets it that it's a reference to the food. So the Shlomo Mishnah, so he says that the Shabbos is considered to be like a portion of like the world to come because the person has harchavas anefesh, a person has a bigger soul. And the rabbis call this an neshama yisera, that's what it's called, an extra soul. So because we have this extra soul, that is why Shabbos is considered like a portion of the world to come. And the next thing that's listed is Shemesh, the sun, when the sun shines on us, the sun shines on us, it's so beautiful, and it's also going to be considered like the world, like the world to come. And the third thing is Tashmish. Tashmish usually refers to, in the Talmud, to be sexual relations. So the Talmud is saying, at first glance, that these three things refer to Shabbos, the sun, and also to sexual relations. But the Talmud quickly rejects the idea that it refers to sexual relations, because the Talmud says, Tashmish demai. What kind of Tashmish are we actually talking about? Ilima Tashmish Amita. If you want to say we're referring to actual sexual relations, it can't be. Hamichash kachash. That doesn't actually benefit our body. That actually just makes us weaker. And even though it's an established principle that sexual relations, generally speaking, a person desires them because it's pleasurable, nevertheless there is some weakening of the body. And the Talmud, according to the commentaries, the Talmud is referring to something where there is no pain at all, because there's no distress at all, because in the world to come, the righteous sit with crowns on their heads, and they benefit from the divine presence without any pain at all. And so therefore, what's it referring to? The Talmud says, what's me'ein olam haba? Not sexual relations, but tashmish nekavim, the pleasure that a person feels when going to the bathroom. That is considered to be like a portion of the world to come. But going back to the idea that Shabbos is something that's considered to be me'ein olam haba, the commentaries explain, the Sheres Menachem explains that word me'ein, which we've been translating as like a portion, really means mayan or makor. It's like the source of the world to come. Person properly observes Shabbos, a person is this is the essence, the essential source for the world to come. And the Sukkachever says that the only reward which we get in this world is the reward for keeping Shabbos, because we're going to get the reward in the world to come, but also a person who observes Shabbos gets so much strength and enough from it, it's like they are observing, it's like they are like getting such a reward in this world as well. And indeed, the Magen Avraham writes for Halacha that on Shabbos, a person is prohibited to talk about things that are painful or distressful. A person is not allowed to talk about distressful things on Shabbos. And this is like the world to come also, because in the world to come, there's not going to be any pain or any distress. And so therefore on Shabbos too, since like it's a little bit like the world to come, it's prohibited to talk about distressful matters on the Shabbos.